Nolte, couple sues to rescind $240,000 donation after Catholic school goes woke. By John Nolte on July 9, 2021. A Florida couple filed a lawsuit demanding the return of their $240,000 donation to a Catholic school after the school went woke. A Florida couple filed a lawsuit demanding the return of their $240,000 donation from a Catholic school after the school went woke. The Daily Mail reports that Anthony and Barbara Scarpo pledged to donate $1.35 million to the Academy of the Holy Names in Tampa, Florida. As of now, not only have they paid $240,000 of that pledge and raised more than $9 million for the school, they've paid somewhere between $14,650 to $22,450 per year for their daughters to attend. Well, now they've pulled their youngest daughter out of school and want that tuition returned, along with that $240,000. The school, they argue, has distanced itself from traditional Catholic teachings and is instead embracing a divisive woke culture where priority is given to gender identity, human sexuality and pregnancy termination among other hot-button issues. On top of that, they say, their daughters and the other students are made to feel guilty for being white and having enough money to attend the private school. Here's part of the letter the Scarpos sent to the school after their oldest daughter graduated. The continued indoctrination of your twisted version of social and racial justice, equity, inclusion, sexuality and today's politically correct narrative has permeated like a stench through the halls of the academy and been allowed to seep into the minds of our children, causing stress, anger, guilt and confusion. You were always eager to solicit our hard-earned money and take what you could, but held firm as you dragged dozens if not hundreds of conservative families and teachers through your reimagined, highly progressive world, even as parents and students asked you, pleaded with you to stop, slow down. According to the lawsuit, the Scarpos believe the school failed to recognize the harm to their white, non-diverse students by making them believe that they and their families are personally responsible for the historic harm some members of our society have visited on other members of society. Sound familiar? The suit also alleges there is or was a sign in one of the school's common areas that explains how to be an ally to the LGBTQ community without an explanation into the perspective within mainstream Catholicism. The Tampa Bay Times says the lawsuit contains a letter sent to parents from Art Ramo, then president of the academy, and Ernie Garadiux, chairman of the school's board, sent to parents about the creation of a justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion committee. The letter basically admits the school is going full woke-tard. It says, rejecting the racism and hatred reflected in the deaths of Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, it is imperative we have conversations that are uncomfortable, learn from them, reconcile and grow, adding. The social teaching of the church and our participation within this teaching should be at the heart of what guides our work as a community. The well-being of all, staff and pupils, requires the removal of any barriers of prejudice, discrimination and oppression if we are all to strive and realize our full potential as unique and fulfilled human beings. Forget where you personally stand on these issues. But, even if you agree, can we at least agree that lessons regarding social justice and prejudice should be taught in the home and not at school? It is outrageous for teachers and school administrators to assume the role of moral arbiters, to step in between parent and child in this way. Reading, writing, adding, subtracting, a little science, a little history, a little civics. That's what you should be learning in school. Instead, we're graduating millions of kids every year who can't read but know all about anal sex. These Florida parents are heroes. I hope they bury this demonic school because nothing is more demonic than corrupting innocent souls and fooling them into believing you're teaching them what they need to know to go to heaven when you are not. You are damning these children, an act of pure evil. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.